As we told you last week, we had Steve Trozen on the signature series for the Jackson Symphony. Gets going this Saturday out at the Potter Center. Matt Aubin, Maestro Aubin, joins us, music director with the symphony. Where you been, Matt?
I've been good, but you know, I've missed my audience, missed talking to you. So it's good to be back.
Yeah, welcome back. Yeah, good to have you back, and a big program Saturday. Tell our listeners about it.
Yeah, well, you know, we're just really opening the season with a couple of war horses, I would say. We're doing Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto, and we have this up-and-coming French/Russian violinist. Her name is Clara Saikulov, and she goes to school at Rice University in Houston, and she won a competition in New York City in the Symphony Orchestra, believe it or not. So she's going to be coming in, and we're excited to have her. And then second half of the program, we're doing Brahms's First Symphony. So if you hear about Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms, Brahms's First Symphony is it's just a great masterwork and a great introduction to classical music if you've never been.
So who was Brahms? You must have studied him. Can you hear me?
Say that again. You just broke up for a second. I'm sorry.
Who was Brahms? You must have studied him.
I did. Well, he was a composer during the 19th century and was a German composer. And he is, this is actually a fun fact. The two composers there, and myself, we all share a birthday, May 7th.
Wow.
So there you go. Right, you know? And we're also excited to be coming back to the Potter Center because you've probably heard, but there's been a renovation inside, new seating, yeah. And a lot of improvements outside, better accessibility. So very excited to come back and see the space now.
A lot of renovations there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Lots of construction happening.
So this kicks off what a pretty
72nd season. Yeah, it's our 72nd season, and you know, throughout the year we'll be doing you know, lots of different things, whether it's featuring some of these young soloists and some of these masterworks, but we're also commissioning new work. So essentially paying for the Jackson Symphony, and that will be on our next concert in November. We'll have one of those pieces. And at the end of the season, we feature Marcus Norris, who's a Jackson High School graduate, and we're having him write a piece for the symphony. So lots of exciting things. And, you know, if you've never been to a classical concert at the Potter Center, it's an experience. But also we try to do things to, you know, really make sure that people, you know, get a little bit of education, a little bit of context around what we're doing. So I'll speak to the audience a little bit, maybe play a couple of examples, and give everyone something to listen for.
Yeah. What about tickets? Should you get season tickets, or what's
yeah, we still have season tickets available. And if you've never subscribed to a symphony before, you can use a code called New Patron, and that gives you 50% off the retail price first time. And if you're just wanting to come for this concert or wanting to renew your season tickets, you can do that at our box office or online, jacksonsymphony.org. And we still have some tickets available, and we hope people come out. We're trying to make it as safe as possible. I know that the Potter Center will be requiring masks, no matter vaccination status. But other than that, I think things should be pretty normal.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Let's mention your sponsors, Krupa's, Jack Butterfield Investment, and the Raymond Group.
Absolutely. Thank you for doing that. Yes. Yep. Some of our good friends, and, you know, actually, in this case, some of my golf buddies with all of those sponsors, for sure. So it's really nice, really nice of them to step up and support the symphony.
Doors open at what, 7?
About 7, yep. We do a pre-concert talk at 6:30 if people want to come a little bit early and and just learn a little bit more about the program. And then, and then 7:30 is showtime. And the runtime, I would say, is a little under 2 hours for this one. And we might even have a couple of surprises along the way, too.
So how's your golf game?
Not bad. My wife actually had a conference out in San Francisco, and I tagged along recently. And I got to play Harding Park, where they had the PGA a couple of years ago. Yeah, so it's pretty fun. So, I can't complain right now. Things are good with the golf game.
Good deal. Hey, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Matt Aubin, the maestro from the symphony. Again, Saturday night, it's showtime 7:30. Little lecture at 6:30. Doors open around 7 for the show.